USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Starting a war has its consequences. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, global businesses in every sector are suspending Russian businesses. In addition to condemning the violent aggression, the companies see an impossible environment from worker safety to logistics of getting supplies, financial and sales disruptions. Financial sanctions have isolated Russia from the rest of the world. Overnight, Yum Brands, the parent company of KFC and Pizza Hut, suspended operations in Russia. Tuesday saw McDonald's, which employs roughly 60,000 Russians, Starbucks, and Coca-Cola suspend Russian operations. President Biden banned oil imports from Russia Tuesday.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
Venezuela has freed U.S. citizens Gustavo Cardenas and Jorge Fernandez from detention. The announcement is a possible olive branch between Washington and the Latin American country. USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
As gas prices have reached their highest level in this country's history, some leaders are scrambling to try and bring prices down. Katie Lewis reports.
The Democratic governors say the move is to alleviate pump prices exceeding $4 per gallon. The governors from Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pushed for the suspension in a letter Tuesday to congressional leaders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is up for re-election, but a spokesperson said she does not support temporarily freezing the state's 27.2 cents per gallon gas tax or the 6% sales tax on fuel.
January 6, prosecutors won a landmark ruling in the first case of the U.S. Capitol riot to go before a jury trial. Texas man Guy Reffitt was found guilty on 5 felony charges, including obstructing an official proceeding and bringing a gun onto the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. He faces 60 years in prison. It should be noted, Reffitt did not enter the Capitol building. USA Radio News.
Nobody
are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
In an address to the United Kingdom Parliament, Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke emotionally about his country's attempts to stop the Russian invasion. Brought in by Zoom and translated.
On day 5, the terror against us was going on against children, against cities, and constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals, and that didn't break us, and that gave us feeling of big truth. On day 6, the Russian rockets fell on Babin Yar, that is the place where the Nazis killed thousands of people during the Second World War. And 80 years after, the Russia hit at them for the second time.
Good news for Packers fans. Looks like the big cheese is sticking around. John Hunt reports.
If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a 4-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money.
Keep in mind, daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.